Charges in a movie set shooting. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. Prosecutors in New Mexico say negligence is to blame for the death of a cinematographer on the set of the Alec Baldwin movie Rust in 2021. Baldwin now charged with involuntary manslaughter along with the film's armorer, facing up to 5 years in prison if convicted.
Baldwin's attorney issued a statement which read, "This decision distorts Helena Hutchins' tragic death and represents a terrible miscarriage of justice. Mr. Baldwin had no reason to believe there was a live bullet in the gun." It ended stating, "We will fight these charges and we will win." The shooting occurred during rehearsal of a scene where a live round was discharged from a prop revolver Baldwin was holding.
Fox's Michelle Polino, the movie's assistant director, has signed a plea deal on a charge of negligent use of a firearm. The family of a six-year-old boy who shot and wounded his teacher in Virginia speaks out.
The statement, released through a lawyer representing the child's family, says the gun that was used had been secured. It also said, while a parent is usually with the child in class, neither was on the day the shooting occurred. The statement came through attorney James Ellenson's office in Newport News. It neither identified the family nor gave details on how and where the gun was secured. The teacher, Abigail Zwerner, is still recovering. The child is said to be under hospital care. Police say the child's mom bought the gun legally but did not say how the child got it.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The statement says the boy also has an acute disability and a care plan at school. The nation's credit card maxed out, so to speak, prompting steps to delay default.
In a letter to Congress, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says, quote, "Extraordinary measures have begun as the U.S. hits its debt limit." The delay sets up for a battle in Congress, as Republicans want to see spending cuts in exchange for raising the debt limit.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Republicans in one state shoot down medical use of magic mushrooms.
A Virginia House Delegate Subcommittee voted 5-2 against a bill that would have allowed doctors to prescribe psilocybin, the hallucinogen in magic mushrooms, to certain people with mental health conditions, including PTSD. Delegate Dawn Adams sponsored the bill. She's a nurse practitioner, and her bill to decriminalize psilocybin failed last year, so this time she said she would take a more targeted approach. But one Republican lawmaker said they need more research, larger studies on this. Another said it was too much to consider in a short session. One man who said he served as a combat medic in the Army for 8 years told lawmakers just one dose of psilocybin helped him with his severe depression. The bill can be taken back up at a later time. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A man caught trying to cross the U.S. border without proper documents last month is a key suspect in the disappearance of more than 40 college students in Mexico in 2014. Mexico's National Immigration Institute says he failed to qualify for asylum in the U.S., and U.S. officials have handed him over to Mexico, where he faces charges of kidnapping and organized crime. A settlement reached between the executive chair of the WWE and a former referee who accused him of sexual assault.
The Wall Street Journal reporting Vince McMahon has agreed to a multi-million dollar legal settlement with Rita Chatterton. Chatterton, the first female referee of what was then known as the World Wrestling Federation, demanded almost $12 million in damages, claiming McMahon raped her in 1986. A New York law recently opened a one-year window that allows victims of sex crimes to file lawsuits that would otherwise be barred by the statute of limitations. News of the settlement means McMahon would avert a public legal fight over Chatterton's allegations as he pursues a possible sale of the WWE. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Stocks remain lower. Right now, the Dow is down 151 points. That's off the session lows, though. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.